I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being here on this Monday. Seems like he just got here, but Anthony Scaramucci is out. President Trump has fired his communications chief at the request of his new chief of staff, John Kelly. We'll hear more about all this later in the show. But first, Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's been doing some removing of his own. Putin says the U.S. has to cut its diplomatic staff in Russia by 755. That's in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions on Russia. It's a large and precise number for sure, 755. It includes staff at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and consulates across Russia.
They're going to be hobbled in their daily functioning.
Julia Yaffe writes for The Atlantic and has covered Russia for years.
And I think it will also affect Russians who, for example, want to come to the U.S. for vacation or trips. There's a lot of that. They'll have to wait longer for visas. All those kinds of consular affairs will just take longer.
And then there's what this embassy punishment means for U.S.-Russia relations.
It means that Putin's gamble, and it was a massive gamble in 2016 to put his thumb on the scale and throw his weight behind Donald Trump, is backfiring, that there's a kind of fundamental misunderstanding of how the American system works on the Russian side, that even with all the powers that an American president has, even if you manage to elect somebody who promises friendlier relationship with Russia and with Vladimir Putin, that they can't do it alone. And if the Congress and the national security foreign policy establishment are against you and suspect that you're doing this for nefarious means, that they will be able to stymie you.
President Trump has talked a lot about improving relations with Russia. I mean, it's kind of hard to know in the midst of multiple investigations into Russia what improving relations really means. But is this move by the Kremlin a sign that improving relations is at right now kind of a non-starter?
I think it's from both sides. It means it's a non-starter. American foreign policy establishment, Congress, are clearly sending a signal that after Russia meddled in our elections, you know, which is the unanimous consensus of the American intelligence community, it would be weird to try to improve relations with Russia now. Moreover, there has to be a goal, right? The good relations with another country are never the goal or the end. They're the means to achieving an end. And it's unclear what we would need Russia for other than preventing them from playing the spoiler, for example, in Afghanistan, where they're arming the Taliban, or in North Korea, where they're empowering the Kim Jong-un regime. So, you know, do we want friendlier relationship with Russia to make them stop playing spoiler? You know, again, after they've meddled in our election, that's a hard sell. From the Russian side, Vladimir Putin and in turn the Russian political establishment, the Russian press have insisted that the Americans have just gone crazy. Putin's spokesman today called it political schizophrenia. And I think for Russians, it also doesn't make sense. You know, why are we going to try to improve relations with this country that's blaming us for their own internal political mess?
So everybody's pointing fingers and just, I mean, the whole idea of pursuing friendly relations. I mean, what about just practical relations right now? You mentioned the Taliban, North Korea, just simple diplomatic communications. That's going to be really hard with all these people eliminated from the U.S. embassy.
Well, it was already hard. The Russians were complaining that because of the fact that the Trump administration hasn't filled very senior policy roles at the State Department, that they were having a hard time finding people to talk to except at the highest levels, for example, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. And that's probably going to continue. I think those channels are going to be open. Everything else has been kind of frozen on down.
That was Julia Yaffe with The Atlantic.